What's up, everybody? It's Veronica Harris here. I don't know what to say. I am at a loss for words. I am tripping over myself. I am in disbelief. I think that, the world is going to end. What is going on? And if you don't know what I'm talking about or referring to, then you obviously stayed inside. Because this Toronto Raptors and Cleveland Cavaliers game was absolutely a mess. This is another edition of Jump Ball, brought to you by Ballers of TO. Let's get into it. Toronto was coming off a history-making game, putting up 21 three-pointers Sunday versus Miami. Now, Lowry did lead the team in threes, going 6 from 11. Let's keep in mind that this is Toronto's second game of a back-to-back. And I was wrong. I did predict that Leonard would sit this game out, but he did not. He was matched up against youngster Jetty Osman, and all I can say is I was watching this game with my girlfriend, and she, who doesn't watch basketball on the regular, honestly, maybe like once a month if I were to drag her out, she says, within like the first minute, she's like, oh, it's one of these games, eh? Yeah, Jenna, it's one of these games. Let's keep in mind, everybody, that Toronto is second in the league and Cleveland is 28th in the league. Do you guys know how many teams are in the NBA? Well, I'll tell you, there's 30, and Cleveland is 28th. Their record is 17-50, while Toronto's is 48-20. I don't know what's going on. I can't understand it, but let's jump to it. Let's get to the game, and I'll let you guys decide for yourself what happened. Cleveland goes on a 5-0 run at the top of the first. At this point, you're not too worried because there's still 45 minutes left to play, and Kyle Lowry is having a good quarter. He's hitting 5 of his 6 first shots. Now, the only time the Raptors were ahead in this game were when OG Anunoby hit his second free throw, putting them up 26-25. This game were, as mentioned before, almost unbearable to watch. It were very juvenile and seemed shots were only going in every 5 minutes. Turnovers were happening every 2. Toronto actually had 20 turnovers in total throughout this whole game. Things were getting stressful when Marc Gasol picked up his third foul in the second quarter. It was kind of a battle between Lowry and Colin Sexton. Colin Sexton, he's a young player. Both players put up very good numbers, and despite the horrible playing as a whole, as a team, they had a good game. Lowry went for 14 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds, while Colin Sexton had a game-high 28 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds. We could all see Nick Nurse. He was sweating bullets on the sideline watching this game, especially when Green and Ibaka both went down in separate instances. Both actually fouled by Marquese Chris. Not intentional. Chris was just hungry for the ball, and you gotta respect that. I mean, he went hard. Ibaka heads to the line and hits one, making it 59-55 for the Cavs, coming within 4 points. Now, although the second half wasn't any better basketball-wise, at least there were more action. I think Toronto would like to forget about this game and just move on, as would the whole country of Canada. I mean, to have all of the starting Raptors in the negatives and all of the starting Cavaliers in the positives, that speaks for itself. Kyle Lowry then picks up his fourth foul midway through the third. He then takes a seat because Fred VanVleet is out, and the only replacement for Lowry would be Jeremy Lin. Let's talk about Pascal Siakam, who has been relatively quiet, and we need to at least mention the most improved player of 2019 at least once. He picks up his fourth, and I have to admit, that was a horrible foul. I'm going to have a talk with these referees in the NBA, because if you're going to make bad calls, be consistent with the bad calls. But you can't have good calls, bad calls, up, down. This is a travel, this isn't a travel. That's just not right. That call there is what started the domino effect, literally and figuratively. Everybody were dropping and getting shoved. And I think everyone were thinking it, but Serge Ibaka were the only Raptor who showed his frustration and acted on it. He and Marquese Chris, who, if you remember, earlier in the game had fouled Ibaka and Green, they went at it, resulting in both players getting ejected. Now, I suggest you go take a peek at the video on replay, because I looked this morning and it were on every single basketball platform, everywhere on YouTube, everywhere on the Raptors, everywhere on Instagram. And if you look closely, you can see that if Ibaka had connected his fist with Chris's face, Chris wouldn't be seeing out of both eyes for a long time. What does this mean for Toronto? Well, it means Ibaka may miss Thursday against LA, Monday against Detroit, and maybe even miss the game against the Knicks next Monday. We'll have to wait and see. Cleveland takes this one happily and won't be looking back. The Cavs' largest lead of the game were 27 points, and Toronto walks off the court with their heads hung low and, I assume, very, very embarrassed. The Cavaliers took this one 126-101. Toronto now has 2 days off until they face LeBron, hopefully gathering themselves and moving on. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. This has been Veronica Harris. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you taking the time. And we're going to have a big game to talk about on Thursday. So make sure you keep it locked, set your PVRs, and I'll talk to you guys later.